Today in 1878, inventor Thomas Edison officially opens the Edison Speaking Phonograph Company in West Orange, New Jersey. It's the first step in what would eventually become the music industry. Today in 1969, Barbara Mandrell attends her first recording session for Columbia Records. Her debut album, Treat Him Right, would be released in the fall of 1971. Today in 1982, as the musical guests on the NBC TV show Saturday Night Live, the Charlie Daniels Band performed The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Today in 1991, Garth Brooks sets a record by winning 6 ACM Awards, Entertainer, Male Vocalist, Album, Single, Song, and Video of the Year. Today in 2003, Johnny Cash gets his first gold record for a regular studio album with American 4, The Man Comes Around, produced by Rick Rubin. Today in 2011, Granger Smith kicks off his first ever 100-mile boot walk from Austin, Texas to Fort Hood to raise money for veterans and their families. Today was a tough one for Billy Currington in 2013. He was indicted by a Chatham County, Georgia grand jury on felony criminal charges of abuse of an elder person by inflicting mental anguish and making terroristic threats. Billy was released from a Georgia jail after posting $27,700 bond. He pleads no contest to the abuse charge. The terroristic threats charge was dropped. Billy was sentenced to 5 years of probation, a $1,000 fine, and was ordered to attend anger management counseling. Happy 39th birthday to Rebecca Lynn Howard, born today in Salyersville, Kentucky. Happy 28th birthday to singer-songwriter Carly Pierce, born today in Taylor Mill, Kentucky. And we're remembering the birthday of songwriter Richard Fagan, born today in 1947. His songs have been recorded by Neil Diamond, George Strait, John Michael Montgomery, Clay Walker, Hank Williams Jr., George Jones, Shania Twain, Patti Loveless, and many others. 6 of his songs reached the top 10 on the Billboard Country Singles charts. And that's what happened today in country music history for April 24th. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play.